Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
and you are listening to All That Jazz Now. And of course, I'm your host on the Don S. McClure Network on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Don S. McClure. I think I said that already, right? We got a great jazz show for you tonight, and my board is lit up with blue lights. You know, I was in Aurora last week, and man, they got some powerful internet out there. I said, man, I might just come out there and steal. There's a little bit stronger than mine. I can't have that. But it was a good show. I ate till I couldn't eat no more. Drank wine like I was crazy. I kept telling them, give me the bottle. They said, Don, you had enough. I said, no, I need another drink. They said, you're an alcoholic. I said, no, I'm not. I'm just kidding, ladies and gentlemen. But we do have a great show for you tonight and some really great jazz music. You know, of course, we got Cindy Bradley. You know, I can't get enough of playing her. We got Diana Krall. We have Chaka Khan. We've got Endless Journey by Peter White, one of my favorite. We've got a track by Count Basie called Every Day I Have the Blues. You know, that's a big jazz track back in the day. We got Jimmy Sachs, which is No Men, No Cry, something like that. Nancy Wilson. We just got a lot of great stuff. And Paul Taylor, Exotica, Paul Badd. So we got a lot to get to tonight. It's jazz night, and my ratings are going up. I was talking to my brother last night, and he said, man, you doing all right, man. You becoming a big shot. And I said, yeah, I'm a shot in the big. And the big, that was corny. Anyway, if you want to listen to the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world. I kid you not. Even in Japan, Korea, everywhere, Canada. And if you can't dial the phone number, go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and hit the big red on-air button, and you'll be listening to some fantastic music that I select myself. So I was in the store today talking to a friend of mine. And she said her mother can't wait till we bring out DSM TV in the fall. She said, now my mother just thinks you're just the Peachy Cooney, the greatest, the best in the hot tamales. I said, best in the hot tamales. I said, okay, tell her don't pour no more hot sauce on me. Anyway, all right, okay, I know that was corny. Let me play this track. And when I come back, we got some more good jazz for you. We're going to start it off with The Blues by Count Basie. Thank you.
Every day I have the blues. Well, you see me worry, baby, because it's you I hate to lose. Nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Speaking of bad luck and trouble, well, you know I've had my share. I'm gonna back my third game.
Some old jazz right there. Every day I got the blues, man. I don't know about that one. Count Basie. Woo, Lord. Anyway, listen. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We got a great jazz show for you tonight. Our subtitle, because you know I always write one. All That Jazz Now, the Best Jazz is Try and Try Again for a Sound of Your Own. And that is just where you got to be. You just got to try. Playing jazz is an art form with a voice as well as an instrument combined for excellence. That's my subtitle. We're going to jump to a track by Paul Taylor called Exotica. Ooh, this is tough, man. And I better go get Count Basie a drink or something. Come on, every day I got the blues. You better let it go, man. It's gonna give you the blues like that. And that was my guy, Paul Taylor, Exotica. You know, I forgot I'm supposed to sound really cool. Somebody asked me one day, Don, are you going to talk really cool on your jazz show? I said, yeah, I'm going to play the jazz. And my producer, he said, you sound like you're dead. I said, what? You know, you're fired. Talk about you. This is jazz. Oh, man. I'm going to play this track. Oh, man. I'm messing up tonight. I'm going to play this track by Jimmy Sax, S-A-X. You know, one time I was at a promotion, right? And I was doing a jazz thing, right? And so everybody in there was kind of, I guess, 60s, 70s and stuff. They were listening to some jazz. And it was basically, a mixed crowd. And I said, I'm going to play Jimmy Sax. And then people ran to the microphone and said, Don, don't say that. I said, say what? They said, Jimmy Sax. I said, nothing about no Jimmy Sax. I said, Jimmy Sax. They said, okay, because they were trying to grab their husbands to run out the door. I said, okay, Jimmy. Okay, that's corny. Anyway, Jimmy Sax, no man, no cry. Now, what you been drinking tonight or something? I don't know.
Happy Valentine, sweet coming Valentine, you make me smile.
Shaka can sing some jazz. Hey, we got Cy Smith's new track, and she's from Nashville. The girl can cut. And we played her last week. She was our featured artist, and she was really good. And she's got a new single out. So whenever I'm in Nashville, I'm going to try to catch up with Cy Smith. But she be cutting, man. You know, excuse me, I'm eating these grapes. And hey, it's a store called Aldi's, and they got these grapes, and they're called candy red heart grapes. Oh, man. And I had some yesterday, and I was just tearing them up. You know how you tear up your grapes, right? And I bit my finger, and I saw blood come rushing out. I said, well, I didn't know these grapes were that juicy. That's a lot of juice. And I smacked again, and more blood came out. I said, ooh, I said, can now. These are good grapes. And then I looked down, and I said, that's my finger. Oh, God. I had to go to the emergency room. and tell them I was eating grapes and I thought my finger was a grape. Do you know that's corny? Let me play this track by Cy Smith while I baby my finger. My finger hurt. Nashville.
Before you go thinking I'm soft, let's get one thing understood. You can't keep on brushing me off. You're gonna treat me like you should. You're cooler than a polar bear's toenails. Oh hell, the hawk's got nothing on you. When it gets a little bit warm, I bet you want up to me too. I can't wait for some time when I make you mine and I never let you go. And once I got done, never gonna drop down, put you in my pocket so I can save a little something for now. Oh. Hey, winter got me covered up. I need the sun to come out soon. Oh, when you see me in this dress, I bet you change your attitude. You're cooler than the pillows at the side door. I bet you bleed iced tea for true. I'll give it about 15 degrees, and then I'm putting all of this on you. I can't wait for summertime when I make you mine, and I never let you go. And once I got time, never gonna drop down, put you in my pocket, so I can save a little.
And you know, I know some artists, let's see, Texas, Kentucky, Virginia, New York, where else? And Memphis, of course, and Chicago, of course, and Washington, D.C. What's that supposed to be? Boy, I love about you. My producer just shaking his head on the Skype. You know, he told me he missed me last week because he wasn't on the Skype. But Aurora, they treated me like royalty, man. I mean, I drove through the rain, through the fight, like through the fire. And when I got there, it was storming. And they were blocking people at the door. Like, no, you can't come in. This is the private Donis McClure show. And people were crying outside. I'm sorry. You know, when you have to do that, you tell them it's limited seating. Yeah, right. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, man, we got some more great jazz music for you. And, of course, we're going to play the track, How Cy Smith Got with Chris Botti off of a bus in Nashville. And I want to send a shout-out to the Georgia. They are so thrilled that they are in the birth of an idea. And did you know the images are going to be in the Black History Gallery? So they'll be famous forever? Wow. So I know they will enjoy that. Why do you sound like that? I just don't know.
The Birth of an Idea, Black History and Diversity, is a new book with a fresh approach created by Don S. McClure. The question, how to make a vision a reality concerning the promotion of diversity and Black history. McClure found himself at a loss of understanding. Why would his thoughts become necessary to more than himself? Finding a way for an official ending to the month-long celebration of Black history, including diversity, was a significant task in his mind. But with endurance and faith, his idea received the acceptance of 36 U.S. governors in 10 years, including a congressional record from the U.S. Congress. In addition, the project gained the financial backing of leading corporations in America, Coca-Cola Enterprises, Pepsi Americas, Cummins Recon, Allstate, Trust Bank, First Tennessee Bank, Wendy's, and Cry Likey, ranked number 3 in the nation and the largest real estate company serving markets in Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, and Puerto Rico. His new book will allow you to view his vision concerning diversity and Black history and art, architecture, and photography as he traveled for 4 years across the country, capturing some of the most beautiful photographic images while exploring new cities. From the seeds of this adventure, two unique events were created displaying his findings, from a 36-day exhibit in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the beautiful Art Garden in the downtown area, to his weekend photographic display inside the world-famous Black Welder Mansion in Chicago on the South Side. How does one measure an idea that's considered deep-seated? By believing that it can be accomplished. The Birth of an Idea by renowned American author Don S. McClure is just that.
Boy, I like that. I like when I write. I'll be at the computer, and I'll be going at it. Dun, 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 dun. What can I say? Dun, 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 dun. What can I do? Dun, 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 dun. How can I be great? Like a mad scientist. Oh, man. No, this. Oh, I got to talk about you. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Nancy Wilson. It's called One More Try. That girl was crying. It's a jazz track. She was like, look, just give me a chance. Now I'll do right. I'll just kiss your ankles. All right, okay. She didn't say that, but I'm going to play this track. It's a jazz track by Nancy Wilson. And when I'm going to follow it up with my favorite saxophonist, Cindy Bradley, You Don't Know What Love Is. Both of them must have been in some traumas when they wrote those.
Thank you. the sun turn into green, all the joy turn into pain.
My favorite. We got another track we're going to play by her. is called Squeeze Me for Cindy Bad. So first I'm going to play You Don't Know What Love Is.
Thank you.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, bsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Mi hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro, fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos. Más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
Yes, and that's about me. Señor Don McClure. I like when they say that. Señor Don McClure. And then in French, parlez-vous français, Don. He is the connoisseur of writing. Yes. My producer in Dallas, Texas. She said, why do all your accents sound the same? I don't think that's funny. Hey, Arlene in Georgia, she put out a nice post that telling her friends she is in the book, Birth of an Idea. And yes, it's going to be in the Black History Gallery. How about that? Cheerio. Cheerios. It's not Cheerios, the cereal. Anyway, hey, I'm going to take you on a journey with Peter White. It's called Endless Journey. And this guy here, I've been playing Peter White's music. I can't even remember. I think I had a stone and a tablet, like the Ten Commandments. Doom, thou shall play Peter White in jazz. If a lightning bolt comes in, you know why.
Thank you.
And that was another Shaka track. And as I said, we play jazz artists. All that jazz now. The best jazz is try and try again for a sound of your own. And Shaka's has a sound of her own. Playing jazz is an art form with a voice as well as an instrument combined for the essence of music. Hey, I wrote that. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. You know, I find artists everywhere. And the artists are just so amazing all over the country, all over the world. And I could not have had, I had a great show last week. I'm telling you, Aurora showed up. I mean, food was good. Conversation was good. We talked political. Yes, and save the world and save the children and save the babies. And then we talked intellectually. Yes, your music's pretty good. Have you thought about playing this? And so, and I ate like a pig, man. I mean, the food is just delicious. I'm going to play this track called Romance by Sarah Vaughan. And you know, you can't have jazz without Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, Dakota Staden, all the people that my older brothers taught me about. But I like this one. It's one of those tracks that doesn't get played a lot by Sarah Vaughan, but it's good. And we got another track by Sarah Vaughan called Send In The Clowns. And my producer told me one day, he said, hey, Don, are you going to play this track? Because you coming in, and they said, Send In The Clowns. I said, that's not funny. I'm a fire man, JB Spirit. Anyway, let me play this track by Sarah Vaughan, Romance.
In the darkness, you lie here beside me asleep. In the moonlight, your innocence shining. Light a cigarette, the match shakes in my hand. And if you suddenly open your eyes now, you see all the tears on my cheeks and you cry too. You'd wish that the things I would say couldn't be true. Well, maybe tonight I'll just hold tight to you and wait till morning to tell you goodbye. I'll bring you the paper and coffee as always. Then I'll turn in you asleep. What we had is gone. You make a sound in your pillow. It seems that you call me. It's starting to rain and the streetlights look lonely. I think I should stay at least another day till the storm goes away. Tell you goodbye. I'll bring you the paper and coffee as always.
then I'll turn and you'll ask me where I am going. My heart will betray me, but I'll leave you knowing what we had is gone. You make a sound in your pillow. It seems that you call me. It's starting to rain in the streetlights. Looking lonely, I think I should stay at least another day till the storm goes away.
Oh, man. And that's called romance. I fix your coffee like you like it while I look at you laying softly. I gotta go to work, but I don't want to. And it's raining outside, stormy, but I'm going to work anyway. Oh, man, that's a romance, eh? Okay, anyway, that's I'm gonna play this track by Cindy Bradley called Squeeze Me. Cindy Bradley, man. I squeeze you in the morning, and I won't go to work because I'm squeezing you. I can't say that on the air. Had to be careful. Okay, play the music. Thank you.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back, and you're listening to All That Jazz Now. The best jazz is try and try again for a sound of your own. You know, each week I have to write a little subtitle. And I like that one. It's kind of nice. Hey, did you know they play my stuff, too, on Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, Aspirin? I mean, just a bunch of places. And my words are in a section called Famous Quotes. Can you believe that? You work all your life to be something that you want to be, and you find that the internet gave you that opportunity. You know, I'm going to play a track by Michael Franks. It's called Barefoot on the Beach. Oh, man, we're getting ready for the beach. Hey, did you know I got nice legs? I got cute legs and a cute little derriere. So I'm going to be on the beach. Go, dog. Go, dog. No, I don't think so. But I do like my legs. So. All right, let me play Barefoot on the Beach.
Barefoot on the beach and warmed by the subtropic sun, easily seduced, I'm in. Safely out of reach from faxes and the telephone, get happy when a dolphin joins me for a swim. My Captiva Island hideaway isn't complete, not without you. What about you? You could jump a DC-8 and probably be here by 8. My Captiva Island bungalow's perfect for two. No attire is required, just toothbrush, dear, cause here we don't wear much. Thank you.
barefoot on the beach. The golf invites me to get wet. Is it green or blue? I'm in. Perfect as a peach. Please send yourself to me by jet. Make me happy when your flight arrives and we dive in. My Captiva Island hideaway isn't complete. Not without you, what about you? You could jump a DC-8 and probably be here by 8. My Captiva Island bungalow's perfect for two. No attire is required, just a toothbrush, dear, cause here we don't wear much. My Captiva Island hideaway isn't complete. Not without you, what about you? You could jump a DC-8 and probably be here by 8. My Captiva Island bungalow's perfect for two. No attire is required, just a toothbrush, dear, cause here we don't wear much.
or never. Oh, man. I mean, we're deep up in here. We got 20 more minutes, 21 more minutes to go. And, man, we're cutting up. So, let me see if I can sneak our new book promo in here so I can let you know that The Birth of an Idea is out there waiting for you to purchase, to get it, to read it, to enjoy it. I'm telling you, the crazy house for you. So let me see if I can find it. Hey, let me try this one.
The Birth of an Idea, Black History and Diversity, is a new book with a fresh approach created by Don S. McClure. The question, how to make a vision a reality concerning the promotion of diversity and black history. McClure found himself at a loss of understanding. Why would his thoughts become necessary to more than himself? Finding a way for an official ending to the month-long celebration of black history, including diversity, was a significant task in his mind. But with endurance and faith, his idea received the acceptance of 36 U.S. governors in 10 years, including a congressional record from the U.S. Congress. In addition, the project gained the financial backing of leading corporations in America, Coca-Cola Enterprises, Pepsi Americas, Cummins Recon, Allstate, Trust Bank, First Tennessee Bank, Wendy's, and Cry Likey, ranked number 3 in the nation and the largest real estate company serving markets in Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, and Puerto Rico. His new book will allow you to view his vision concerning diversity and black history and art, architecture, and photography as he traveled for 4 years across the country, capturing some of the most beautiful photographic images while exploring new cities. From the seeds of this adventure, two unique events were created displaying his findings, from a 36-day exhibit in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the beautiful Art Garden in the downtown area, to his weekend photographic display inside the world-famous Black Welder Mansion in Chicago on the South Side. How does one measure an idea that's considered deep-seated? By believing that it can be accomplished. The Birth of an Idea by renowned American author Don S. McClure is just that.
Now, how about that? It's just that. Oh, man, I like that. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Diana Krall. And I learned about her from a Clint Eastwood movie. And he loves jazz. So, and Diana Krall has done pretty well. This one is so beautiful. Why Should I Care? Oh, I love it. I can't take it. I'm just spellbound.
Was there something more I could have done? Or was I not meant to be the one? Where's the life I thought we would share? And should I care? And will someone else get more of you? Will she go to sleep more sure of you? Will she wake up knowing you're still there? Why should I care? There's always one to turn and walk away. And one who just wants to stay. But who said that love is always fair? And why should I care?
Somewhere in the Midwest, I think, coming out on our tour bus, and Mark Whitfield comes running from the back of the tour bus and said, "Hey, Chris," I think it was Nashville, Tennessee, and Mark says that he's hired his cousin to come on the road with us. I'm like, "Cousin? Road? What are you talking about?" Again, I'm thinking he's just making some stuff up, and then his cousin appears, and she is so radiant and has such a vibe and a soulful way of singing that I know you're all going to become fans. Please welcome, and it really is Mark Whitfield's cousin, Miss Cy Smith.
Wait just to love you.
Now, how about that? Stop. This. Nashville. That's good. That is truly good. Well, we got 6 more minutes to go. I'm going to play the theme song.
Cy Smith!
Yep, he said Cy Smith. I heard him. And the new theme song for The World of Color, The Fourth Adventure for Crystal Catherine Magic, and The Heroes for Tomorrow.
Tu n'es pas en
That was The World of Color, and that is my new book in the fourth adventure of Crystal Catherine Magic. And it's time for me to get the heck on out. So Ice Cream is calling me, but it's been enjoyable. And again, we're saluting Cy Smith from Nashville. So I may get a chance to catch up with her, sit down and listen to a couple of words, and maybe even get an interview for the jazz show. How about that? Oh, there she goes. 60 seconds. I know I got 60 seconds. She's like, get out. Get out. Oh, man. I got to go. Be safe out there. Enjoy life.
You're my friend.